Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving advice. We discuss what to do when your friend with benefits tells you that they love you, how to handle a quickie in the bedroom, how to tell your boyfriend you're just not that into them, and the best way to take creepy pictures with strangers. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Oh, hello, Tyler.
How are you?
I'm doing so very well. You know, actually, it's rained every day in San Francisco this week and fucking sun shining right now. I was sweaty on my walk home from work. I was carrying a fucking huge box.
Oh, my God. Well, that's San Francisco for you.
But I thought, if I can just get in my little home and just Skype with Tyler, everything will be so much better.
You know, that's what everyone says. That's everyone's dream.
I don't know if anybody says that.
It is.
I mean, well, I did not try to win a free Skype call with you, which I saw you tweet or post.
Well, the competition is done, or the auction's over, and somebody is going to get the dream of hanging out with me on Skype or whatever the hell. It was for a good cause. It was for a charity.
Yeah, I believe it.
Anyway, what was in the box that you were carrying home?
You want to know? Yeah. A crock pot pressure cooker thingamajig.
You had me at crock.
My friend Girl Jordan, who you know, she was raving all about how she has a pressure cooker and all about how it really just whips up everything all at once. And I thought, well, I don't understand how meat and vegetables cook simultaneously at the same time, but I guess I'll get one and give it a whirl.
Well, are you doing it tonight?
No, because all the gays are coming over for Drag Race because it's a Thursday.
Oh, well, you know, go on.
Why are you going through it?
Well, you know, I'm going through it because my internet's down, which means my TV's down.
Oh,
and
geez.
I was going to host Drag Race, but now I have to frantically be like, find another home.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, my friends were all, they were all, we're going to host Drag Race. And then everybody remembered that it comes on at 9 o'clock this season. And my cable tapes it early because it tapes it when it's on the East Coast time. So I was like, oh, honey, I'm not waiting up until 9 o'clock to watch this. I'm going to watch it when I get home. So turns out we're hosting. She hosts.
Somebody has to.
Speaking of hosting.
Yeah. Go on with it. What's the tea, honey?
What are we hosting this week on the episode?
Well, today we're hosting a special little a break from pop culture, though we might dabble. Who knows? You never know. We have things to say always. But we are hosting a special advice edition of Psychobabble.
Why is it special?
Because I have deemed it so. I feel like you've probably picked out some really good questions from the people. We've done advice episodes in the past covering things like career, dating,
coming out,
school, coming out, a bunch of different things. This is going to be like a little hodgepodge advice episode.
A little mix and match.
Mix and match, grab bag, get in and going. Do you ever order those things where it's like a $5 mystery bag?
No, you know, I don't really like surprises. I'm not big on surprises. I like to know what's happening. I like to know where everyone is. I like to this is why I'm a very creature of habit.
I feel like any brand that's like, and we have a special $5 mystery bag. You never know what you're going to get. Bitch, I know what I'm going to get. It's the leftover garbage that didn't sell. It's the stuff that you couldn't get rid of. I understand how this works.
If it was clothing, if that was like a clothing thing, I would probably be into it. But like merchandise, I don't know. I don't know.
It's not for me. I see right through it all.
We're like, so by the way, check out our new Psychobabble subscription box.
What would be in the Psychobabble subscription box? A Roomba, duh.
A Roomba, a knife.
A knife. Well, okay, that's...
A diaper.
Is that it?
A diaper.
For the babies? Yeah. Or for our...
Well, or a
Satan.
Sheet. Or a sheet. If you're a cycle ghostie.
Oh, sure. I think my favorite thing to happen in 2019 for Psychobabble is the cycle ghostie. I love to induct every new cycle ghostie into the cycle ghostie. Maybe we make a shirt for cycle ghosties.
Yeah.
To honor them, you know, about that? Mm-hmm. Honoring?
To welcome them. I mean, listen, we're 200 episodes in, and suddenly, I mean, cycle babies are out, cycle ghosties are in.
You know what? So it is written, so it is done. Cycle babies.
Sashay rip. Away. Cycle ghostie. Put you believe sheet on and Shantae, you stay.
But no, but don't have the sheet too pointed at the top, honey. We don't. That's no. That's not the ghostie we're going for.
That's Steve. Not what we're looking for. We're just looking for fun listeners.
Fun listeners. The KKK is out. Avita Zen. Nope.
Avita Zen.
Can you believe we did a full 200th episode and didn't mention it was the 200th episode once, but we did spend 5 minutes talking about the transitive property of farts?
Listen. I had it in my notes for last week's episode, like, oh, 200 episode. But in my head, I know that when we went on the Amazing Race way back in 2015, they had like those two episodes that were like, no episode this week. Tune in 2 weeks. So, like, I know it, we were really only at 198. Don't you remember?
No.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, they were, like, filler moments that just it said, was hello, like, no it episode, goodbye.
Yeah, it was, like, a literal, like, one-minute clip of you talking and being like, hey, cycle baby, you're probably all check
out... Oh, my
out,
God.
Check out Binge.
Were we really too lazy to just record a filler advice episode that could have just, like, been any week?
I don't know. Listen, all I know is that it happened. I don't remember. I'm guessing about it being about the Amazing Race. I don't actually remember why it happened, but
well,
I remember
what did we do for our honeymoon? Which the cycle ghosties have no clue about quite yet.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. Well, time will tell.
Time will tell.
Anyway, Corey, okay, let's get into what we're doing today.
Yes.
Before we begin, a disclosure.
That's what I was just going to tell them.
Well, then give them the disclosure.
I was like, shut your little pie hole so I can be all, we're not a therapist. We're not an expert. We're just two cool bros teaching you all about advice and the birds and the bees. And if you want to message us, you can do so on email, psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. You can slide into our DMs on Instagram. Listen, there's ways to make it happen.
If you have a question, though, that you want answered on an advice episode, here are your do's and don'ts. Do email to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Don't give us a full fucking essay. Do have the subject be specific and eye-catching.
Speaking of which...
Don't be annoying. What?
Don't be annoying.
Don't piss me off. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Rothy's. Rothy's shoes are stylish, sustainable, and comfortable enough for everyday wear anywhere. They're the perfect flats for life on the go, and they're stylish shoes for anybody that are made out of recycled plastic water bottles, so you know you're doing a little bit of good in the world. Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses to skirts. You're gonna love them. They have a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a new pair or 3 that you love every time you log in. Plus, the last time Rothy's sponsored one of the episodes of the podcast, I gifted my mom with a pair, and she sent me a little picture. She said she loved them. So if Queen Jackie loves them, then clearly you're gonna love them. And right now, they have an amazing deal for Psychobabble listeners. Just use coupon code PSYCHO to get free shipping with no minimum. Again, that is free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your shoes. If you don't love them, you can return them. Just go to Rothy's, Rothys.com and enter code PSYCHO to get your new favorite flats with free shipping. Again, Rothys.com, that's Rothys.com, and coupon code PSYCHO to get free shipping. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast, and so does my mom. Queen Jackie's obsessed. Now, back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Let me tell you what an eye-catching email title to me is when my ass is in the email thread. Bitch, the title says, "He came in 5 seconds." And I
thought, hell yeah.
And I thought, bitch, I gotta know what is happening here.
I already get it. And I'm already ready to give advice. What's the question?
So this says, "Hello, Corey and Tyler." Oh my God. And they put my name first. I'm in love. I am a gay male in a no strings attached relationship with another male that's older than me. I'm 21. He's 26. The way it works is we send each other a selfie when we're feeling a little wink, wink emoji.
Okay.
We always just do HJs and BJs. But the last time we hooked up, he asked for anal and he was inside me for literally 5 seconds and then he came. Has this ever happened to you? I can't tell if this queen couldn't get into it or lied or if he just truly busted that quick. Either way, I'm not trying to shame someone. I just need to know if I'm alone in this. Love the show. Okay. Jay.
Well, so they're concerned that they faked it. Do we have no evidence of completion?
I
guess you read me the full story.
I did. There's no PS information about whether there was proof.
So what's the final question? Has this ever happened? Is this a normal thing? It's absolutely a thing that does happen.
Yeah.
For some people, it's like, I feel like it's almost a little complimentary, if anything, it could be.
Honestly, you just took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, it's never happened to me, but I've been with people that it's happened to them. And I'm a very easygoing person, but I was also like, it's no big deal. And I kind of was like, did take it as a compliment. I'm like, I guess I got that good.
Not the good. I would say, yeah. It's either something, it is normal and fine. We're not experts in any capacity on anything, but from what I know, some people come really quick, bitch. And that's the tea on that. There are ways to slow that down. There are things you can take. There are lubes that are numbing. There are condoms that are
desensitizing.
If that's a thing that you'd like to prolong so that you don't have something similar the next time. Or if it's something that you're fine with, then no biggie. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a good thing. It depends on you and the person you're with. But to answer your question, from what I hear in your email, it sounds like you really went to like making it personal and about you. I would not necessarily jump to that conclusion. It's not necessarily a bad thing, although it could have been a good thing, but it could be just a personal thing. And that's something that happens every time that he goes and hooks up with anybody. So it's like, yeah. I would not stress too much about it.
No, I mean, listen, I've always said you're in charge of your own good time.
and that includes in the bedroom?
And it sounds like he had a good
time. You sound like a wonderful giving lover, Corey.
I'm just saying, if somebody's going to come in 5 seconds, you need to know how to take care of yourself. And that's that on that.
Well, I would say if I'm with somebody and they come in 5 seconds and I still am like, well, honey, I still got a ways to go. I would appreciate like a little bit of like
help, assistance,
root me on. Give me a cheer.
A cheer gang.
Yeah, something.
You want him to do
hey, little mama, whisper in my ear or something. Nibble on this hole.
You want him to do the wave.
Okay.
And not just anyway, saying goodbye.
Not the wave while I'm... okay.
Finishing.
To answer your question, though, It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not necessarily a personal thing. There are ways to help that situation if you want to help the situation. But yeah, don't take it too personally.
Yeah, I think love is precious.
And sometimes when you're really into it, it's like, holy macaroni. Like, you can't help it. If it's that, it's that good, and you're feeling some type of way, like, maybe things happen.
Maybe you got that good.
And my last thought on this is, if this was your first time doing that with him, maybe it was something that he's looked forward to for like a while and was like, oh my God, it was just so overwhelming. I would say never make a generalization or assume this is how somebody is always based on the first time you do something with somebody. Right. Does that make sense? Because there are many guys who they're nervous and like there's like just doesn't quite perform in a capacity. But then after you get to know them better and you trust each other and you get to know each other over time, it gets better and better and better. So like, don't think that just because it happened this time, it'll always be like that.
I agree.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Just choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Want even more for your website? You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or create an event. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even make your website while listening to Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their websites. Create yours today. To get started, go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/Psychobabble, and you will get 10% off. Again, Wix.com/Psychobabble for 10% off. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip.
Next question comes from A. A says, What's your question, Tyler?
I was just going to say, who was that question from?
That was from Jay.
Jay, thank you for the question. Now back to A.
A says, so here's the thing. I've been dating this guy for about a month now, and I thought I was bi. I hadn't dated a guy in years, but I just figured I was. Now, this guy I'm dating is amazing. We have such a good time together, and if I were going to be happy dating a man, it would be with him. The thing is, I just can't see my future with a guy. I'm 25 and still discovering myself, I guess. But how do I tell him that I'm gay without making him think he's the reason why? He's really cool and I'd like to remain friends. I just feel selfish. Please help. A.
What do you think, Corey?
So the way I read this, A is a woman to me. Thought she was bi for a long time.
Oh, see, that's why I was like, I don't quite get what's going on here.
I agree. Okay. It's because she used the term gay, but it's from a she. Anyways.
Got it.
So she thought she was bi. She's been dating a guy, even though she hadn't dated one in years, because she thought she was bi, and now she's with him, and she's realizing, okay, I guess I'm just fully lesbian. And she's afraid to tell the guy that she's lesbian because she doesn't want him to like think he turned her lesbian. That's not how that works. And she just wants to stay friends with him and she's worried about being selfish. So I would say exactly kind of what we've just said. You can have the conversation with him. I hope in 2019, a lot of people are starting to see the picture now and they understand that it's not a choice. So I would hope that this guy would understand. I would definitely let him know that you've been figuring out your sexuality for a while and you've kind of decided on, or you've kind of realized the fact that you are a lesbian and aren't interested in men sexually. I mean, I think you still have a lot of grounds to be great friends on. And I hope that you can remain good friends, because if I were in the situation, I don't think I would take it personally, but I also think I have a greater understanding of how sexuality works as opposed to the majority of the population.
Right. And a lot of, I would make a generalization here, and maybe it's not quite PC, but I would say a lot of guys that date girls are a lot less have a lot less experience thinking about sexual identity just because it's very normalized in pop culture for a guy to date a girl. And so he's not really even thinking about like the coming out process or about how his partner might be bi or might be figuring out their identity. I think he is probably just, it's just not at, necessarily at top of mind. Whereas for queer people, it's something that you think about. So I would say, so in this example, she's been dating him for a month?
Yes.
And did you say that there is any previous like friendship or relationship or anything to that? Or it's just, it's been a month of them dating and
Yeah, it's been a month. She just doesn't see a future with him or any guy. But she thinks he's really cool. She loves spending time with him. She just wants it to be friends and not in a sexual capacity any longer.
I get it.
Because they realize that men are not for them.
Right. Here's the thing I think about this. I err on, it was just a month. You don't even have to tell him that, like, anything more complex than you're not for me. If you feel comfortable and you want to disclose more, that's up to you. But I don't think, if you had been with him for years and this is like this, like, or even a longer period of time, or you knew him for more than a month, to me, a month, I don't know if that warrants having to explain yourself further than I don't see a future for us. I'm sorry.
Right.
If you want to, you can. I don't think you owe him any more than I don't see a future with you.
I think it
if
just,
you're not comfortable doing that. You know what I mean? I don't think, you know, is that wrong to say, Courtney?
No, I was going to say not at all. But I was going to say if you intend on continuing to have a friendship with this person, or if you would like to continue to have a friendship with this person, then you do need to be, you do need to be honest and upfront. Because if you say, hey, it's just not working out between us, I want to stay friends, I want to see other people, and then in a month from now, you're hanging out with a girl and you're like, this is my girlfriend. I mean, he might then be a little pissed that you weren't upfront about it. But again, it's kind of a layered topic because it goes back to what Tyler was saying about feeling safe and feeling comfortable with disclosing the information as well.
Right. I mean, my first gut reaction to anybody's coming out questions are only do it when you know that you're going to be safe. Only do it when you know that you're going to be supported. Only do it when you know that you have a support system if things go necessarily bad. Meanwhile, it's important for you to do it if it's important to you and you are okay with accepting that it might not be safe, it might not be blah, 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 all those things. So first and foremost, I would say is your safety and if you feel safe doing that. But if it's what it sounds like is she's in the very, very much in the midst of still figuring a lot out, which is totally fine. Everyone's at their own pace.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the midst of figuring it out, I don't think my go-to person to tell is going to be somebody that I started talking to or is new to my life as of a month ago. So like in that sense, I'm like, yes, that person is more than likely to stick around in my life. But I don't know if I were in this position, my go-to would be disclosing my identity that I'm still figuring out necessarily to somebody that's relatively new to my life, regardless of if we dated or not. So I get what, Corey, what you're saying of it's going to be a little awkward if he bumps into you and a woman and you say, this is my girlfriend. But like, I would say cross that bridge when you get there or prepare yourself for that bridge if you see it coming. Yeah. But like, it's up to you. Safety first, but my advice is it's not the end of the world if you don't want to disclose to him.
Yeah.
But I think it is in your best interest and the kindest thing to do if you care about him to end it. If you're not into it, don't prolong it any more than it's already happening. If your heart's not in it,
right?
I think the smart thing to do.
And she very well may have told him before they started dating, like, hey, I'm bi. I've dated men and women both in the past. And if that's the case, I mean, yeah, maybe you can say, hey, I had been on a string of only dating women for the last 3, 4, 5 years, and you're the first guy I've dated in a while. And I've kind of realized that that I am into women full time. Full time.
And full time. I love a full time job. I wonder if, sorry, I know we're kind of going over this back and forth, but she said that part of the issue is she doesn't want him to personalize it. I feel like That is something that you can't help how somebody's going to react. You can't help how, like, he is going to feel how he is going to feel. That has nothing to do with the truth or anything about you, or doesn't speak to your reputation. So it's something that you can't help. And that's why I lean toward take care of yourself first, as opposed to trying to influence how he's going to react, because he's going to react however he's going to react.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Warby Parker. Y'all know I love Warby Parker. I wear them every single day. Warby Parker, if you don't know, is basically high-quality, good-looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the price. Their aesthetic is vintage-inspired with a contemporary twist, and every pair is custom-fit with anti-reflective polycarbonate prescription lenses. And they're available exclusively through Warby Parker's website and retail stores. What I have always loved about Warby Parker was they have a free home try-on program. So you order 5 pairs of glasses and you try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. They ship free and include a prepaid return shipping label. You can go to warbyparker.com/psycho to order your free home try-ons today. So basically, it's no commitment. You pick whatever you want to try on. You can do it in the comfort of your home without anybody yelling at you. You can decide what you love. You can send back the rest for free. It's very easy to do. I did it myself. I loved it. Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses, and all the lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings, which obviously I love and I need for my job, so I love it. And if you have an iPhone 10, make sure to download Warby Parker's app, where you can use their brand new visual try-on, allowing you to try on eyeglasses, seeing the realistic color and texture and size of each style using just your phone. Warby Parker is making it super easy to get affordable glasses and make sure that they look cute. You don't have to stress. You don't have to worry about it. Just go to warbyparker.com/psycho to order your free home try-ons today. Thank you so much to Warby Parker for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Clearly, I love you. I wear your glasses every single day. I wear your prescription sunglasses when I go on hikes. You're my favorite, so it's a duh for me. If you're looking for new glasses, warbyparker.com/psycho. Now back to the gossip.
Let's draw another question.
Let's move out forward
of the hat. This one comes from F. F says, my friend with benefits said he loves me. Hey, guys. First of all, I love the podcast and listen every week, and you make me laugh until I'm in tears. Anywho,
thanks, F.
I know. I love. Anywho, my question is, I have been friends with benefits with this guy for almost 2 years now. A couple months ago, he dropped the I love you, and I was shook. I asked him about us dating a long, long time ago, and he completely shut me out and wouldn't really discuss it. So should I continue this weird friend with benefit dynamic we have, make him commit, or break it off altogether? Lots of love, F. This is a complicated order.
Yeah, well, yes, honey. So they've been hooking up for years.
2 years.
Huh.
And she,
then they must each got that good.
And she kind That's, of...
That is full time.
And she, I know. And she kind of put the like relationship thing on the table early on, and he was all, uh-uh. But then they were hooking up, and he was all, I love you.
Oh, my God. Have you ever had a hookup say I love you mid-hookup?
No, not, not a hookup.
No?
Not a hookup. No, I was thinking like, oh, I can't even repeat this on the podcast. I'll tell you once.
What?
Let's stick to faith.
What?
Because it's my complicated order.
Oh, it's okay, honey.
You know I only date boyfriends who already have boyfriends.
Oh, and one of them said you should be my boyfriend too?
No, I mean, that did happen. One told me I was a much better boyfriend than his husband, and I thought...
Oh, no.
And I did laugh, and I think, okay, well, when do I get the third bedroom?
That is a complicated order.
Yeah, isn't it?
Okay, back to the issue at hand. So she's
help,
got this guy...
Help
she
me,
She tried to turn it into something or like explore it further. He said no. 2 years later, they're still hooking up, and he just whispered, I love you, blah, blah, blah. So, how do you handle that? Or
well,
like,
so she said, so do I just keep going with the weird friends with benefits? Do I ask him about committing again, or do I just break it all off altogether and move on? Door number 1, 2, or 3?
Well, I don't know if it's that simple. I feel like if I were in the situation, if I were her and he was all, I love you, I would say, bitch, I brought it up before. I'm totally interested and open to exploring things further. I understand that you can't help how you feel, but he could have helped how he disclosed how he felt. So I would say, if I were her, I'm totally down to go on a date and take it from there and see what happens. But because to me, I'm like, what does he love about her? The good, or the actual stuff that a relationship is made out of? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, it definitely.
And if you're only hooking up and that's all you do, then I would. That's a red flag to me that he's saying I love you, because does he know you and does he actually love you, or does he love that good and he thinks that's you and that's the extent of you? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I would say I think most of my long term FWBs like know me pretty well, but I love to talk.
I would say an FWB is a highlight reel. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like they're getting the best of. You're not going to your friend with benefits and having real conversations.
Bitch, you don't know me.
Actually, I don't know you. Apparently you're getting invited to the third bedroom, so I don't know you.
When do I get to move in? No, I would say, I think him saying he loved her definitely like made her feel some type of way. Which is kind of like prompting. I think your email is definitely like prompting that you want some change. I mean, you reaching out to us, I think, is your way of saying like, I'm ready for some change. And whether him saying I love you like stirred up those emotions again about you wanting to date him, and maybe you're kind of realizing like either we need to put it back on the table or just cut it off altogether. I mean,
it's tricky though because
your answer right there.
It's tricky, bitch. If you are getting that good and he is delivering the good, you are throwing it up in the air as this could change. Are you prepared for if you try to date and then it no longer is that good? I think that complicates the order.
I think I'm just coming from a place, maybe my advice is coming from a place of personally where I'm feeling a little tired of being just a friend with benefits. And I myself am kind of like ready to tell people like, I ain't doing this anymore because you're getting your cake and eating it too. And no one will watch Grey's Anatomy with me.
See, that's what the relationship's made out of.
Holiday's next? Another Easter alone.
Another President's Day alone.
Another April Fool's alone.
I support you. I think here's the thing: if you want it to take it to the next level, you have to kind of put it down as to what you want.
Listen,
if clearly you did it before, but maybe he wasn't ready. But it sounds like if he's ready to say I love you, then it sounds like he's ready.
I just think for some of us, like the friend with benefit situation, as everyone tries to make it seem so cash and so easy and so blase. I just think sometimes, at least I know with myself, that I know I do get emotionally attached even when in my head I try to say like, this is just a friend with benefits sort of thing. So I understand the feeling of being tired of something or wanting something more. So I'm reading this email as she's either wanting to like go all in or go all out for her own mental health. And I know that's a tough spot to be in. I wish I could tell you which one to do, but I think it's important to have that conversation. And yeah, if he's saying I love you and kind of messing with your head or at least making you feel some type of way all over again, I definitely think it's worth discussing with him.
I think, yes. I think you're right, Corey.
My two favorite words.
You're right.
Yes, bitch.
My final say on this is, if you try to pursue it and he says no again, you need to say,
that's
well, bitch,
right.
Then you can't do this. You can't mess with my fucking head. And that either be done with it or be done with him.
I agree. I think a conversation needs to be had. And if he's like, exactly what you said.
And that's that on that. Corey, I think we answered some pretty good, tough, hard-hitting questions today.
I know. Are you ready to like wrap her up, or you want like one more quick fire? I got a quick fire.
What's the quick fire? Give it to me.
This one comes from I. She says, "Hello, Tyler and Corey. Sometimes I meet people that look like combinations of other people I know, and I really want to take a picture of them so I can then show my friend."
Oh. Okay.
"If there is one, what is the least creepy way to ask some stranger if I could just take a picture of them? Promise I'm not creepy." Thanks.
Who is this from? I. There's a couple ways you could do it. You could say, "Oh my God, you look just like my friend. Can I take a picture?" You could say, "I'm in a scavenger hunt right now. I need to take a picture with a stranger with," and then you say one thing about what they're wearing or something. There's nobody that says no to a frantic scavenger hunt unless you're like have been sitting on a train with them and you're like been sitting there doing nothing and then suddenly you're in a scavenger hunt. Then that's a little suspicious. But a scavenger hunt out of the blue is a really good idea, I think.
I'm like dying because that was actually a really good idea. But also like you might need a friend with you because bitch, who scavenger hunts by themselves?
I don't know. You're right.
God, I'm trying to think. Honestly, like, I'm going through every possible outcome in my head of what I would say if a stranger was just like, "Can I take a picture of you?" And honestly, I think the one I would be most receptive to is the scavenger hunt.
Honestly, I'm not saying that I'm an expert at giving advice, but the proof is in the pudding.
Bitch, and you love pudding.
And I'm one tapioca bitch. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online everywhere at Corey Cool, the at symbol, KoreyKuhl.
I'm just thinking about being a tapioca bitch. Like, is tapioca got really, like, chunky, bitch, or
tapioca,
is it like rice pudding?
Fucking people used to be all, tapioca's fish eggs, so I wouldn't eat it. But now that you mention it, it probably is just rice pudding.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Tyler Oakley. You can find me Tyler Oakley everywhere. And you can follow the Psychobabble Twitter and Instagram account. And if you have questions that you want to ask for a future advice episode, you can email them to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Any final parting words for our cycle ghosties out there?
Just that I love everyone and I'm happy when they send in questions like this because then I feel like, you know, maybe we are doing something with this podcast instead of just talking about passing farts back and forth with your mouth.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
But the jury is still out.
The verdict is inconclusive. Bye.
Bye.